While most Vermonters will file their taxes by today's deadline, but many individuals and businesses won't, and the taxes they owe amount to well over $100 million. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, the state says an effort to publicize the names of the biggest delinquent taxpayers is helping to reduce that figure.
There was a total of $180 million in past due taxes owed by businesses and individuals at the end of fiscal year 2014, last June. To put that figure in perspective, legislators have been grappling this session with an approximately $110 million budget gap. Beginning last January, the state has published a list of the top 100 delinquent individual and business taxpayers. The idea is that people would pay up to avoid having their names turn up on the list. Deputy Tax Commissioner Greg Mosley says it's had the desired effect.
Well, we think that it's had a greater impact than expected. We were expecting about $800,000 in delinquent tax revenue to come in based on our efforts with this collections program. And it's April, and we're at about $1.2 million and still counting.
$1.2 million is still just a tiny fraction of the overall amount due, but the total in delinquent taxes is large, and the list of those who owe money is long. Even if all the 100 businesses and 100 individuals on the initial list had paid up, it would have amounted to only $25 million. It appears the threat of being put on the list is greater than the perceived shame of being on it. More than half of the money collected came from those who paid to avoid having their names or businesses appear on the list. Mosley says as those on the list pay their delinquent taxes, their names are removed and new names are added.
We've been sending out letters to people beyond the top 100 just to make sure that if we come to a new list and we have to put five new individuals on there, that those five individuals have already received all the necessary communications and warnings.
Mosley says each individual and business on the top 100 lists has already exhausted all appeals and remedies available under Vermont law. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.